Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
We are about to hear a transmission from the Pleiades. Skarikitsi hamachana usach parets vazatkana ye kuhamani ikisiyatsayek ubakayikana viraba usahata niska urutsavaneye. Man on earth has ascended. It is true. Awakening from the dream within a dream within a dream. But the dreams linger and influence the present dream. From these dreams we must be free. This can only be done by understanding them and their opposites, the awakened states. Both are an illusion. Beyond it lies beingness that slumbers not, nor does it awaken. Ikiyama hushkava ihikanu sayana zaupahihihawana kinisa usabavi ikines. And although this has produced a lucid dream, in which the dreamers have at last understood that they may profoundly influence the dream, parts of earth life have not moved up at all. Hiskaratsana biakahuavani yewakania sata inasuha bazekia neye auva eyeneha uaskavi ene kia paune sava. In the ancient cultures, the indigenous tribes, a story was told in their oral traditions of a time when animals communicated to man. Long ago, they could be understood. That a time shall come when the animals shall be restored to a pristine condition as they were before. Ianahayi naskava isitibiana waini ikuuhuana siyihavakane. All species have volunteered to fulfill their part of the cosmic stage play. The animals have kept the lessons of the dreams. 24 dream cycles have come and gone, and now we are at the end of the 24th. It is time to learn the messages carried by the animals.
Welcome. This evening we'd like to welcome you to Windows into Eternity. My name is Jan. I have with me this evening several different people who will be sharing their story and their personal experiences that relate to the theme of our show, which is the Gathering of the Light Family. This show is dedicated to stories and experiences shared with Almeen's student base, that's international, and this is what she calls her light family. So our goal is to open up our lives to share experiences with you so that you can also feel the connection between the light family. It's a situation where many times people come to a class for the first time with Almeen, and they feel so comfortable and they feel so much love, and they've possibly never experienced this before in their lifetime. And even it may feel beyond what they experience in their traditional family group. So that's why we call it our light family. And we form these deep bonds when we share class time together, whether it's a week or whether it's 3 days, or even sometimes, you know, just the fact that we've ever met or connected. The fact that our experiences are so deep, we resonate with each other and what we're doing in our lives and how we are living the teachings of Almeen. So before we get started this evening, I want to mention that we happen to be at a class with Almeen right now. So it's a holiday season and we're at a holiday gathering. Tonight we're going to have our Christmas present opening, our holiday present sharing. And it's a very festive occasion, along with the sacred information and the insights that we're gaining this week. And I want to mention to you that it's possible to register for the Alchemy of the One course. This is a one-month online course where the curriculum prepares you to receive and wield one of the most powerful manifestation devices of all time. This device is called the Givesta, and that means the breath of the divine, or that which breathes life into manifestation. This manifestation tool replaces previous divination tools like the tarot, and where with the tarot you would read the cards, as it's called, to help you understand what's going on in your life or what may be coming to expression in your life. With the Givesta, you are determining the experiences of your life. So this is a whole new way of mastery. So this is a course you might want to look into. The Givesta is just a piece of that course, a very important piece, but it's one of the pieces of that course. You can register anytime now. That's been up for a few days. And where you go is www.academyofalchemy.com. The course is actually going to begin on January 1st. of 2010. So now you can register and you can get on the site and put pictures up or chat with some of the other people who are registered. But again, the course isn't going to start till January 1st. I'd also like to mention that there's a book available from Almeen called Seer's Journey. That's available as an electronic download on the School of Arcana store, or it's available as a hardcover on the Spiritual Journey site. And for those of you who have not been regular listeners and you're hearing us for the first time, I'll just share the main website for Almeen is www.spiritualjourneys.com. And the School of Arcana store is, I'm going to have somebody tell you that later on when they speak to another product that's on that site. So without any further ado, let's get started this evening. And I'd like to welcome a beautiful friend who I have been privileged to meet through my studies with Almeen, who I might never have met any other way, but her name is Grace, and she is from Ireland, and I'm going to let her tell you. I'll just kind of give her a few little questions here to get her started, and I'm going to let her explain about her life and her studies with Almeen. So we're going to ask Grace, hello, are you there?
I'm here, yes, indeed. Lovely to talk to you.
Hi, Grace. Thank you for being on the show tonight. Can you tell us, how did you come to study with Almeen?
Yes. I suppose I've been on a long journey. I have 4 children, 2 of whom who had disabilities, and where I was sort of feeling that I was taking them on a journey of trying to get healing or get insights, whatever it is. I feel that they have taken me on an amazing journey throughout the world, looking at different ideas, different ways of healing. it was much easier for me to learn the modalities and to be able to do it and work with it, with the children, as opposed to paying for them to go and see the practitioners themselves. But one of the stages on the journey, I met a friend, and we were talking about Almeen and the work that she does. And as soon as I saw her photograph, I knew that I needed to be at that class. I needed to be in her presence. And so basically, I have taken one class at a time. We did have three per year in Ireland. And then, because I wasn't able to make one, I ventured out and went to Ohio and met yourselves and other sisters.
Yay.
And also and came to Newport as well. And what it did for me, because when we're in class or when we're on the forums or meeting or listening to what people have to say, we hear names mentioned. And so it was really lovely to come and meet them in person and add a depth to relationships and friendships that we had with them, or just more than knowing their name. And so I suppose I've moved on to really get a love of the work that Almeen's doing and to be at that cutting edge of new information that's coming through. And I suppose to feel that what I do makes a difference, not just for me, but cosmically.
Yes. Will you share how you and I met? Because I'd like you to share a little bit of how what you do with Balvaspata. If you can explain a little bit for our readers, where they're not reading probably, for our listeners, what Balvaspata is and how it works and how you and I met through that.
Balvaspata first came through in Dublin when we were at a class. And we were talking about the polar shift that had taken place within the cosmos and basically asked what effect that would have on healing modalities. Because in the past, we worked with, if we had the seas as an energy, then it would attract in the opposite, which would have been the healing energy. And all of a sudden, energy and matter, their opposites weren't going to attract anymore. We were moving into light and frequency, whose opposites would attract. So it would have huge difference on modalities that we've been using up to date. And as Almeen basically stood in the class pondering that, just these masses of butterflies flew into the room, and with that was birthed the new healing modality, which is Balvaspata, which means basically healing of the heart. As a group, then, we came together because of the power of that healing modality and to get it out from that, and we were working on a manual where we could combine Almeen's information but also make it accessible to other people. And so I rang you to find out how you were getting on and what your information was. And really that was the start of a huge friendship where we Skype quite frequently, just sort of chatting and seeing how things are going. And for me it's been a wonderful way because there's not that many people working at this level. So it's a lovely way of meeting with somebody that basically is on the same page, speaks the same language, and that we can get insight for one another or with one another. And so it's been a wonderful day. It's wonderful to have you on this journey with me.
Yes, and I feel the same. And another wonderful bonus for me is that we've been speaking some about the online courses. So Grace is a person who very early on, one of her passions is to organize, as she said, a manual, which I also did. I'm in Ohio. I'm the facilitator in Ohio. And the first time I came to class after the Dublin pod, it was the immediate next class after Balvaspata had just come in Dublin. So Almeen says, well, I was just in Dublin and this wonderful healing modality called Balvaspata came in, and do you want to be initiated? And I was like, yes. You know, we were all very enthusiastic. And in fact, I had been knowing, probably as a lot of other people have, and Grace also, that I knew that what I did was always just that I would open my heart as full as possible, let this unconditional love come through, and that was really how I worked with people. But the beauty of Balvaspata is that it's based on light and frequency, so it's beyond my own ability to open and access this unconditional love. It's aided by this light and frequency, which is part of this, which is the essence of the sigils that we work with Balvaspata. So grace, being of the past, to go ahead.
Beautiful. Yeah, a beautiful painting that's out there, and what we're doing is just taking the dust and the cobwebs off it to basically reveal that perfection.
The perfection, yes. And Grace had such a passion for working with it that she developed all these wonderful tools for people to be able to utilize all means information. So she developed some cards and the wheels and many different tools that you can see on the School of Arcana store under the Belle Vespitas section. But she's the talent behind organizing that information that Almeen brought through and making it accessible. So I'm seeing, okay, this is great, and she does such a good job of it. So she also works closely with myself and other members of Almeen's team to organize the information for the online courses for the ceremony. So that's been a huge gift for us that she's doing that work, because it's so helpful to have somebody who not only is good at organizing information but works directly with it, so that, you know, she knows what she's talking about. Can you tell us why is it that you continue to study with Almeen? I mean, you've stayed a little bit. What attracted you? What's keeping you studying with her?
Because I know that's where I need to be. Yeah.
Because you get to
and
see me. That's
my heart.
I know.
Where I need to
I
be.
I know.
Because it gives me... it actually gives me more control in my life. I feel that all along the way, where I would have been sort of swept along by the circumstances of my life or what was happening around about me, and it was like the being a cat being swung by the tail. Now I feel I'm more in tune with life. I'm more in the flow of life, and I move where life takes me to be. There is much less resistance, and if there is issues going on in my life, I can always bring them back to me to get the amazing insight that I need to get that move me on. And so it's a huge position of power to be able to not only affect other life, but to change my life and the life of my family members, as the initial part is, and the harmony that's within the home. And I think that because my husband, who was, I keep calling him a Gnostic, but he was not interested really in the spiritual path or anything like that. And yet I see huge changes over the last few years that we've been together, where it's not that he's on the same page and speaking that language, but it's like there's a support and he flows along with whatever I'm doing. And that makes much life much easier for everybody.
And it's an expression of the fact that in our studies we often speak of the one life and how there really is only the one life. So we experience these things within us, but then immediately we see in our seeming environment that, you know, it's happening in those others that are around us. So our children, our coworkers, our partners, you know, we're seeing these same things come online for them. So it's just
and
sort
I
of a...
Yeah. When we talk about the journey that the infant has been on and with the father, I see that so beautifully mirrored in my home, where I went off on that journey of exploration. And my husband basically held the fort at home. He held the space to allow me to do that. And it was like when I got it and I had done my journey, it's like he got it. He was gifted with that higher consciousness, that be able to see that there was more to life, which has obviously made his life much easier too,
yeah,
in that he's surrendered much more to it and sees much more of the synchronicities within his life.
Sometimes I know there's some other students who study with Almeen who I'll discuss sometimes our children with them and yourself also, and our children are sort of missing the fact that we might have before previously said, oh, something happened, oh, let me take care of you, oh, come here and sit by me, or let me come up to your room and cover you up and, you know, make you some tea. And now we're saying, things like, and so what do you think the insight is, you know, behind this thing that's happening with you? And our children are not so happy sometimes that we say those things. They're like, oh, not that again, you know, but then they do benefit from, you know, the same thing. Go ahead.
We had an incident at home last year when I was at the Newport pod, and we did have a house fire, and my brother took the way home and gave me a lecture about not being at home with my children. And he did say, in spite of it all, I think your daughter's doing very well. And I did say to him, maybe it's because of all I'm doing that my daughter's doing very well.
Yes, yes.
Because they are confident in their own way and moving forward in their lives.
So it's not business as usual. It's business in a better way. That's not a very elegant quote, but it's instead of conforming to previous social standards or norms or conditioning, we are learning, you know, new ways to live our lives and express our uniqueness in our lives. So it actually turns out to be better, but there's those around us who, you know, still are in some of the conditioning, so they often don't agree with us.
And I think when I, you know, I allow myself to fly, I allow myself to live my passion, and when I honor it in myself, they see that, and they are able to honor that within themselves as well.
Yes, I agree.
Have permission.
Yeah, or it's sort of like they're looking at you going, well, you seem to be doing very well, so would you mind telling me what you're doing?
Yes.
Any other comments you want to make about how you live the teachings of Almeen in your life?
I just do. How? I'm not exactly sure how it all falls into place, but it's like it just falls into place easily. And I think because I am in a position of more insight, more power, more ability to actually observe what's going on in my life and not to react to situations, but to be able to just be in that still point and observe. And I suppose the other thing, too, is on occasions, is drawing my line in the sand, that this is what I will accept and this is what I won't accept. And so, therefore, I don't get caught up in a lot of the dysfunctionality that can go on round and about.
Yeah,
because I see
drama.
It, and I'm not sucked into it. Well, most of the time, I'm not sucked into it. We do trip ourselves up now and again, but at least I can see it that I'm tripping myself up, even in the moment.
So I'm hearing you say self-empowerment, basically. It's like you are self-empowered, so in that, you find yourself being able to stay disengaged from a lot of the drama and chaos that goes on around you. And even though things can't go on around you, you can still maintain your still point and your balance within that.
That's right. Yeah.
With
Almeen's tools, with the alchemy and the potencies of light and all the Belvastata, all of those are ways of empowering people, which is why I'm very keen to put them into really manageable pieces of work, as in cards and things, and the instructions that are so step-by-step, because I think we hand them over the package, and they know exactly what to do, and then they can go and use them, as opposed to sometimes when they're in books and they're a bit scattered. I really am very keen to make these tools as easy as possible for people to use, and as accessible.
Well, I think it's quite delightful for our listeners that now they have a voice that they can put with some of those products, the beautiful products that you've made. Just through the love of your heart, you've created all these things that are available in the School of Arcana store. So thank you for coming on the show today and talking with us. And I would like to invite a beautiful sister who lives in Canada, and I'm going to let her tell some about her exact location, because I'm finding I don't know that exactly. And her name is Diane. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Jen. Thanks very much. Yes, I live outside of Montreal in Canada. And
thank you. Now I know, too.
And I go to the Toronto pod. Lamine hasn't come to Quebec yet, but we hope she will soon. And I guess you'd like to know how I started with Almeen?
I would. Yeah, share a little bit with us how that happened.
Sure. I guess I had been Well, I've always been interested in spirituality and mysticism and things like that. I kind of, you know, the answers to those big questions, why are we here and so on. But I started looking into it more intensely, quite intensely, about 3 years before I heard of Almeen. And I went through, I you know, read a lot of books and, you know, listened to a lot of spiritual leaders out there and went to see some and so on. But then, it was just over a year ago, I bought a book from somebody who was at a conference with me, and I read it and went to her website, and there she has some suggested meditations, like several actually, and I just happened to be drawn to the one that is called Silence of the Mind by Almeen, and I just sat there and I said, okay, I'm going to download this, and if this speaks to me, I'm going to see if she's coming someplace near me, and I'll go see her. So I downloaded it, I listened to it, and I said, wow, this does speak to me, and I went on her website, and I saw that she was going to be in Toronto a few months later, and so I said, okay, I'm going. And over those months, I went on her blog, and the information was just mind-boggling to me. It was hard to follow for somebody who was very new. But she did suggest that we follow her blog, so we were up to date when we went to the class. And so my mind was kind of playing games with me, you know, why am I going here, and so on. And I just thought, okay, I'm going. I don't have to stay if it doesn't work. And but I walked into the room the first day of the pod, and I just had this incredibly profound feeling that I was meant to be there. So strong that it brought tears to my eyes, and it was very special. And I met people there who have become very good friends, and I really feel part of the light family that you were talking about earlier. It's special.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It is.
Yeah, it's really a nice feeling. You know, I have a wonderful family, but just being with the people in that study with Almeen, I really understand what it means to be part of a family now, because I've always felt like I think a little bit an outsider in my own family, even though they're, you know, I love them and they're wonderful people, but I never really felt part of it. So this is very special, and it brings me a lot of joy.
Thank you for sharing that. So tell us, I know that you, in particular, we've just in some discussions we've had, which is one of the great benefits of my own personal journey, is that I've gone to, I would venture to say, I've probably gone to more pods than any other person. And it's like way up there. I've studied with Almeen about 5 years, and it's not like I was in a competition or anything, or we have, you know, like a tournament to see who went to the most pods. But the wonderful gift I've received is not only to be able to study with Almeen, but to meet so many of the students in her classes. And so in our meeting each other, we were fortunate to meet in New York at a class, and then we do some work together for Almeen with editing her books and some of her online material for her courses. So that's another way we get to enjoy our company. But I'd like to have you share some of the things you shared with me about your particular experiences with one of Almeen's bodies of work.
Yes.
With the chronic disease information.
Yes, exactly. That's called the Chronic Disease and Systemic Illness, and it's a program that Almeen created in which appealed to me because I've always been interested in nutrition, and also I've always had this kind of weird relationship with my body image, I guess, because my mother was always on a diet, so I always read diet books when I was growing up, and I probably picked up on some negative body image things from her, but I've also had a lot of digestive problems. Otherwise, I'm very healthy, so this appeals to me because it's kind of a cleanse, and I knew I needed something because last winter I was just so cold. I did not get warm all winter, and that's a sign of poor liver function. So I did have a feeling that I needed something like this. And I went on this Cleanse, which is a 5-month program. It combines a certain way of eating, a diet, which wasn't that hard for me to transition to because I already ate very healthily and I had already cut out cow's milk products, for example, and I ate goat's milk and goat's milk products because I discovered that they were much easier to digest. That's one of the things on the program, for example. So it's a certain diet, which for some people may be a huge change, but for me it was a fairly easy transition. And there are also some remedies that you take, the tinctures, called the canna remedies, and that goes along with it. It helps to clear toxins from your body and heavy metals and things like that. And there are also sigils. It's part of the Belvestica program, and you do sigils every day. You call in the angel for the complete restoration of bodily wholeness, and then that's the overall angel, and then you call in certain angels specific functions, which are, for example, clearing fungus from the body, strengthening the excretionary pathways, and so on. And Almin's program explains which ones to do, and so on. So it's a kind of a 3-part program, and I felt huge changes. It's made a huge change in my life to have done that program, because less than 2 weeks after I started, I noticed that my mind was really clear all of a sudden, and I just felt really great. And I should say that I wasn't overweight or anything. I never have been. I've never weighed more than 120 pounds, but I did have a lot of, you know, some issues to clear up anyway. So it sounds like a diet. I guess it is in a way, but it's also, it's a cleanse. It's getting rid of fungus, yeast, you know, heavy metals, all the toxins that build up in everybody's body, basically. Anybody who's gone through life with the diet that most eat.
There's not a lot of nutritional value in the diets of many of us. Even if you do try to eat healthy, there's just limited nutritional value in a lot of our foods because of the way we get our foods. At the grocery store, that a lot is radiated or, you know, picked before it's really ripe, or people are eating a lot of prepackaged foods because of the time, or fast food. So people are eating, but they may not be getting the nutrition.
Yes, and it's also a question of, you know, having taken antibiotics or medication or drugs or smoked, and there are other ways that people build up toxins in their bodies that are not just diet-related, food-related, that that can have an effect and can be cleared through this program also. So even, you know, breathing pollution, you know, dust and so on, all this. It's all part of
water.
Clear. Bad water.
And, yes. And then the stress that we have in our lives, which just really hits your immune system, which, of course, affects everything. And as I understand it, and maybe you can speak to this specifically, but the way that your immune system and the way your bodily systems kind of are affected when you do have some sort of a long-standing weakening of your system, or even, as you were saying, you weren't really particularly unhealthy, but you had enough wherewithal to know, I think my liver's a little congested, so I'm going to look into this some more. But all these systems go down in a particular order, and then they have to be rebuilt in a particular order. So people might find initially even that they might feel worse, like with candida treatment, you feel worse when you're first doing treatment because you're getting a lot of die-off from the candida, and then that's in your body, but you just stick with it and you keep working with it, and then you keep feeling better. Can you speak to that at all for us, like what your experience was?
Well, I think it's something you have to really want to do. You have to really want to heal yourself, your body. And I didn't experience a lot of that. You can experience flu symptoms as you detoxify. It's true. At the beginning, I didn't realize I craved sugar, but I did have a craving for sugar, and, you know, I experienced that, you know, kind of withdrawal from that. Didn't think I ate a lot of it, but it's true that the first week is the hardest. whether it is for any diet, but it's just getting used to the change. But if you realize benefits, and the benefits are not slow in coming either. Like I said, it was 2 weeks or less that I started really noticing a positive change. So I think you have to kind of have faith and really really focus on what you want to achieve.
Yes.
Which is, complete wholeness. That's what we're trying to do.
I've noticed a lot of people that have been on that diet that I don't see them daily, so I'll see them maybe, okay, they just started the diet, and I'll see them a month later. One of the things I really notice, which is certainly something that you don't have to even know what anybody's doing to notice, but their skin looks very different. Their skin is much more clear and youthful looking, and not that that's the reason you're doing it, but it's certainly a sign that all your bodily systems are working much better. Your excretionary systems are working much better, like your liver and your kidneys and your bowel, because our skin is another excretionary organ. So if your skin's clearing up, it's probably a sign that, you're having much deeper, benefits.
Yes. I had a lot of comments from people too, positive comments, which was really nice. And I would mention also that it's a little bit challenging to follow if you go out to restaurants or so on, or if you go to parties and things like that. Yeah, I think that's something that I've noticed, and I've heard from other people that have done it too. Or, adjusting if somebody else in your family is not eating the same way. But it is doable. And I know because I've experienced that it is doable to do all that, to adjust with other people in your family and to choose the right things when you go to a restaurant. It becomes second nature almost. And it's definitely a way of eating that I will continue. I don't see myself going back to the way I ate before. There's like, for example, combining foods. You learn not to combine certain foods which produce different enzyme acids in your stomach because they don't work together well, and that
not optimal for your digestion.
So I can't see myself going back to a different way of eating. It's a very healthy way of eating, even if you're not doing this regime with the tinctures that you're taking every day and doing the less essentials.
Yeah, I agree. I've heard people say also that their children, in particular, started eating, similarly. And again, they're in maybe many different social situations, but that they felt better and did better in sports and concentration was better. And, kind of everybody benefited as a result of this, maybe the mom or dad being on this program.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that happened.
Yeah. Can you tell us, you have the website there that you can tell people where they can get this book, where they can access this information for themselves?
Yes. It's a download that includes Almeen speaking for 2 hours and explaining what it's all about, and a PDF file, and that's available at www.store.schoolofarcana.com. That's ARCANA.org.
Thank you.
Got it?
Also, I was going to mention that in that book, Diane mentioned the Pekina products. They're a homeopathic product that are very high quality, and they're made in Germany. In the United States, you must obtain these. You can't just go out and buy them at the health food store. So Almeen's able to get those, but you can order them through her Spiritual Journeys office, and you can get that phone number on her Spiritual Journeys website. And again, that's www.spiritualjourneys.com. And so that's a nice way to be able to support the program. And the rest of the things you can pretty much, it's things you can get at the grocery store or the health food store. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And there is a book that she recommends. It's based on Body Ecology Diet by Donna Gates. And that book is kind of essential in my mind because it gives a lot of recipes and suggestions and so on and tips. And because otherwise you kind of say, okay, what do I eat? And, you know, this is what I
can't.
What can I eat and how can I make it, you know, interesting and easy, you know, convenient to make and so on. So there's...
Especially when you're first starting, that's really helpful, I think, because it's a little more difficult to imagine, you know, new foods than some, like a meal or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening and for sharing that. Do you think you might, I'm thinking for myself, if I knew somebody who needed to have some support with working with this program, I would say give Diane a call, you know, or check with her about what worked for her. Is that something you could see yourself doing, possibly working with people with this program?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd love to, because I see the benefits, and I see a lot of people who would really benefit from it also, other people. So yes, I'd definitely be happy to. I enjoy this aspect of Elmine's work.
Are you on the School of Arcana forum, Diane?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I was thinking of a way that people could possibly contact you, and that might be a good way. Can they email you on there? If they have questions or... Okay.
Yeah, great way. Sure.
Okay, great. So you can get on www.schoolofarcana.org, and it's a website that you have to join, but it's free. And it's a beautiful space that's been created by Almeen for her students to discuss. Really, anybody can join it, but a lot of her students are on there. So there's, like, questions and answers, and there's all different topics. People just can get on there and sort of chat. And so you can reach Diane on there if you have any questions about this program. She's a good resource. So, again, thank you.
It's my pleasure, Jan. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. I'd like to mention, too, is another tool that's available, that if you are a new student to Almeen, or you have never studied anything with her, or even if you're somebody who's studied with her for a while, she has such a huge body of work. I mean, she writes the equivalent of one book a month. So a really great place to go is her main website, which I've already given a couple times, so I'm not going to repeat that. But there's also another additional site, which is the schoolofarcana.org site, and you can get on there, and there's a little link for how to begin study with Almeen. And it's really helpful for people, as I said, you know, who are just starting to study with her. And it's got an alphabetical index of, you know, I want to learn about hidden kingdoms, or I want to learn about healing, whatever it might be. You can get on there and click on this link, and I'll take you right to a website she might have about it, or a book she's written about it. And that was organized by some of her students who assisted a great deal. So, without further ado, let's welcome our beautiful sister, Anique, who is also here at class with Almeen this week. And she is kind of a new student, I think, with Almeen. Is that correct, Anique? Can you tell us how you came to study with Almeen?
Yeah. Hello, good evening, my brothers and sisters, and my sister, Jan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
I was in a place in my life of playing a victim, I guess. I was in a terrible marriage. I was in a very bad place, and I was seeking out people to get assistance. And I had joined a meditation group from my acupuncturist that she had put together of her clients, and she was passing around books that she recommended, and one of them was A Life of Miracles. And the moment that reached my hand, I said, this one I need to borrow. And I took it home, and I devoured that book. It was amazing. There were so many, her story, Almeen's story, just touched my heart. And I vowed to myself that I would meet her someday. And I believe this was back in 2006. Yes. And so from that point, I started my journey of growth, and everything I was studying. I became an LMT. I went to school, but I was still in kindergarten, as I told everyone. And it wasn't this year that I had the pleasure of meeting her. And I feel so blessed, because not having studied much from her work, but reading some, going onto some of her websites, her presence changed my life drastically. And in the most beautiful ways that I can imagine, it was my path to be here. And having tried many things before, this was definitely the way that I needed to go. And I knew that from the moment I met her. But what she's done for me has changed from playing different roles to understanding that I am in control of my life and I take responsibility for the things that present themselves in my life. And she took me from kindergarten to the university and now far beyond into a postgraduate PhD land, if I can compare it in such a way. The information that she brings to us is phenomenal. And
I like that.
Yeah, the assistance that you get from the other masters is definitely there. The love that you feel between the people when you read the forms. And I've taken her course, the IM course, I think was the most life-changing for me.
Why did you find that? Can you explain, why was that for you, the most life-changing, do you feel?
Well, I still lived with the angst in my stomach. I still had that angst. I still felt that things were out of control, and I knew there had to be more. By taking the IM course, everything changed. I no longer engaged in the emotional pain, but understood them for guidance, and everything came together in my life, as opposed to fearing what my next step would be or fighting with life as I had done in the past, trying to control it. I surrendered to it, and I live a blessed life now. I live like a queen. Every moment is a miracle and a joy that I would love for every being to feel.
In the I Am course, there's a particular, the first whole month is, I've also, I'm a student of that course, graduated that course, and there's a portion of the course dedicated to integration of what's called the 144 illuminations. And in that particular part of the course, every day you're reviewing these illusions that may have been present in your life before, and then gaining the insights and the illuminations from each of these illusions once they're understood and released. Would you say that was a helpful part for you to complete this process you're speaking of?
If I can say that's an understatement of the day. Very much. It had not presented itself in my life in a way that I could look back on. It was presenting itself during the studies in ways that all of a sudden you go, oh, I see. That's what that is. And so the beauty of life unfolds before you as you do these studies, and your life changes. And everything around you changes. The people that you attract, the beauty that you attract, and the appreciation of life itself becomes unfathomable.
That's beautiful. It's well said. It's as you said, you may have had situations come up in your life, and you just haven't been able to really get that core theme or whatever, the nut that you need to crack to gain the insight of that. So it keeps reappearing for you, and then you see it there one day and you go, aha, and you're able to make the connection to apply it in your life to gain the insight, and that's the beauty of it. Can you tell me, I know that you mentioned you're a massage therapist, how do you or do you use your studies, and I'm sure it comes through you, so I'm kind of, that's kind of a silly question in a way, but who we are comes through everything we do, but do you have any particular way that you are able to use any of Almeen's information in your work?
Very much so. I want to preface a little bit. I've done many, many different jobs in my life, probably more than this lifetime should have done, but when I became a massage therapist, I decided that that would be the only way that I would do my work. I didn't want to take on any part-time jobs. That was my personal choice. So I went to work for other people, and then I finally opened my own practice. then within this practice, I've studied many different things, and you can see that on my website for those of you who know me, but every different modality, I couldn't absorb it quick enough, and now I can see a modality and understand it immediately. But the modality of the Belvaspata, or the complete Toltec teaching, has been the most profound as far as results. You know, you hear of different miracles, but when they present themselves not only on yourself, but on people all around you. For an example, I did a show recently. It's called the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and I had a talk in which I had probably, I don't know, 15, 20 people in the room as I was introducing Belvaspata. And one of the healings in the complete Toltec Belvaspata is the joint healing, which is only a small portion of it, but it was something that was simple and could be done quickly in front of people in a limited amount of time. I had found that with myself, and I want to thank one of our dear, darling masters and brother who, I know there's a lot of us out there who have all the material, like I did. I've had it for months, and it was sitting there in my practice, and yet I was afraid to take the step to use it, to apply it. I dabbled in it, I played in it, but I wasn't sure what to do. And the support here within our masters is tremendous, and I was blessed to have one of our masters come and do it for me, and I saw the profound effect it had, and I turned around and did it for others, and then it just perpetuated from there. So the first step is the key, and then from there, just allow the magic to take place. So I'll go back to my story now. I was doing the talk, and I asked if there were people who had a limited range of motion, and what I mean by that is that you can no longer, say, put your arms up above your head. They only reach maybe as far as your shoulder height. And then you have, you know, extreme pain, or you just can't, frozen shoulders, types of things like that. I had a woman step up, and she couldn't lift either arm beyond her shoulder height. And she couldn't, by bending her elbow, reach her thumb to her hip on either side. And she said she'd been this way for over 20 years, and it was a way of life for her. Putting on clothes. So I had her come to the...
That'd be a problem.
It would be. Beautiful lady. So I placed the joint gate, and I did the very basic Toltec and Belvaspata on it. It takes a few minutes. Very quick, very easy. I was shaking. I was nervous. I was speaking in front of a group, and I was praying that this would work. Because inside, I was under. As soon as I said I was done, she stood up, she lifted both arms all the way above her head and clapped her hands. She reached around behind her back and reached her bra strap with both arms, and every jaw in the room dropped. And I said, is there anyone else who would like to try this? And everyone raised their hands.
I bet.
Beautiful. I just looked up and went, thank you, Almeen. Thank you.
Oh, that is a beautiful story. Now, have you kept in contact with this person by any chance?
I have received a phone call. She's wanting more of the healings, and I can just say that I have many, many, many more stories I'm more than happy to share with anyone. It is endless, and with each person, it's so profound, and the way they look at you, tears stream from their eyes, because for so long, so many have searched for answers, and so quickly and so easily it comes.
And one of the ways that the Anika has spoken about the complete Toltec body healing system, which is sort of a combination. So it's using the Toltec healing, and then it bridges with the Belvaspata. So there's a few different ways to work with that information. And she has spoken about using the 13 gates. And one of the things that is just a huge blessing of Belvaspata is the ease and sometimes the quickness with which it works, but people don't tend to have a huge healing crisis. They just may have something removed, and the way that Belvaspata works with light and frequency, it reveals the underlying perfection. So oftentimes our bodies are trying to communicate to us, there's a problem here with something, And our body's trying to tell us by becoming stiff or sore or whatever it might be, one of our organs not working properly. But instead of us listening to our bodies, we're instead taking a Tylenol or, you know, we're eating, you know, something that helps us just not deal with it. You know, maybe stuff our emotions about something. We're worried, so we eat, or, you know, we're upset, so we eat, or we're in pain, so we go to sleep. We're not listening to our bodies. So the beauty of the Belvaspata is that it can quickly bring comfort to people. And then the way I myself have seen benefits really work long term is that in additionally working with people, you can help them gain the insights that are associated with some of the conditions they might be manifesting. And in that way, they can just really gain, like you were saying, you know, when I was sometimes faced with a situation in my life, I might not get it, and then I read these illuminations, and aha, you know, the light goes on. So it's an additional way we can work with people to show them, you know, how they can have lasting results with this information. We've just got a few minutes left, Anique, and
can I
want to ask you, you can, and what I'd like to ask you is if there's, are you on the School of Arcana forum that people can get a hold of you some way there if they would like to ask you questions about your work?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great. So they can find you there. I just need a few, like 30 seconds at the end, so go ahead and please add your comment. I'm very interested.
Oh, I only wanted to add that for those masters who are trying and who will go out and try after this, I've found a lot of times that if it's not as miraculous as I've been blessed to have had, and sometimes it takes a little longer, it's not that the modality is holding back the joint, for example, if we're speaking about the joint, but it's the mind that remembers that the joint can't. Expressing some of the things that you are clearing, like the wheels of purification or the wheels of fullness, as you're doing this work with the portal, it also helps the mind clear those things out by doing the explanation. Don't underestimate that they are their own healers, and we're only here to
totally
help.
Oh, totally, totally. That's what I tell people. As you're saying, you know, I tell someone who says they want, you know, to work with Belvaspata, it's like I can assist you because they're going to get the insights. They're the ones that are going to hold this, you know, this gaining of ground in their body. You're there as a facilitator. So it's a beautiful partnership in it. And I know that you sound like you get so much satisfaction. And holy cow, I bet they're going to have you back to that expo next year after such a great response with your talk. I'm sure you're going to be requested. Well, thank you very much again, Anique, and I'm going to wind up here with I wanted to remind people that there's a wonderful gift available to them from Almeen. I'm sitting here looking at this beautiful picture on the front of this cookbook that Almeen wrote called Cooking with Class, and it's a gift from her and her daughter, Jaylene, to just express her love for all of her students and really anyone who might want to get on here and get this gift. It's available on the School of Arcana store, and that, again, is www.store.schoolofarcana.org. And you get on the homepage, and you just click on the cookbook, and it has no price listed with it, so it will come to you as an electronic download. And it's got some beautiful photos of Almeen and some lovely recipes, and she's quite witty and fun to read her book, so you'll get some recipes and some fun little anecdotes in there. So with love, Almeen sends that out to everyone, and we want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll see you next time on Windows into Eternity. Good night.
Ahwanikiyamahuwana. Isitebia tunawaeasa. Mayakne avahunia kasakunis. From the planet you know as Maya, that is in the system you know as the Pleiades, we speak to you and ask you to honor the animals, that they may yield their secrets to you. Maknihiya sawahi kaba. Mehkanuzanete tsakai tsikima. Unenekie va uhayaba iutafe. Man holds the key. Memories were lost between cycles of life, as all electromagnetic particles that form the illusion of the dream spaces were wiped clean as their poles reversed and the memory of their magnetic portion was wiped away. But man can access this information by becoming still within and through his love for the animals. He can again begin to unravel the lessons of the dream states. 24 animal species hold these secrets. 24 dream states there have been.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.